Colony and welcoming the Hopkins Junior High School to the stage.
Good evening and welcome, Hopkins Junior High. This is Michael Boitz, and I'm very honored to be one of your adjudicators here tonight at the CMEA Bass Section Festival at Castro Valley High School. Always a pleasure to hear your groups. Ooh, beautiful, very tasty opening. Nice match style on the cello. Good. Wow, very, very beautiful shading. I appreciate the placement of the bow in relation to the dynamics and helping achieve some really expressive playing early on. Yeah, I like the you're creating sort of a swell into the release of those, and I really like that a lot. It's a nice, unified, powerful sound. Nice handling of the syncopation. All right. Good. So the clarity is really good in the upper strings. The lower strings, I can tell that you're working hard at the running eighth notes, for instance, at 48. I think the bass is, the stage is such that you are so far away, and the sound shell maybe is not giving you enough connectedness. Maybe it might sound a little more spread out on stage. At any rate, It's still pretty tight, but I think it could be tighter at 48, 49. This is really pretty. I like the interweaving of the lines. There's sort of a dovetail effect that's happening. That's really musical. Yeah, beautiful. I love how you took your time and that cadence. Yeah, cello, very tasty melody. It's not overstated. Very musical. Good, it's a really nice balance of the unison figure there. Yeah, wonderful releases. Yeah, nice arrival. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful shaping of the conclusion to that. That was really beautiful. I love the stretch and pull. And I think the unison descending line, even starting from 84 to the end, was really, really clear in the cello and the basses, created a nice, powerful, powerful sound. And I like the time and liberty that you took as you cadenced to the end. So the group plays with great rhythmic precision. The pitch of the group is mature. The rhythmic precision is really, really fine. I think as I look across the orchestra, I'm seeing an intensity from every row that's really quite inspiring. So congratulations. Good. Careful as we pass through C flat, D flat, into E flat. There we go. Hang on to that. Lean into that suspension for a little bit longer. Can't believe I'm saying that to a junior high orchestra. But interpret that. The suspension is an exquisite moment of anguish. Stretch it a little bit longer. Nice. Yeah, see the amount of time that you took with that, I'd like to hear the same thing with the suspension you had a few bars earlier. Good, great job handling the B-flat basses at the bottom. Good for you. Breathe together in the beat four, pick up into 27. Good, nice swell. Find that A flat. Oh, nice, nice. Oh, that's beautiful handling of the D flats. Good for you, man. This could be a pitch nightmare, but you're handling it really well. Nice diminuendo through that and crescendo once again. Thank you. Good. Basses, again, are doing a really nice job. A-flat, that's not easy to play in tune, and you're finding it quickly. Take more time from B1 to B2 in 58. That's gorgeous. That was fantastic. Yeah. Just beautiful. I love the duration, the time that you took, measure 70, 71, to release before you resolved in 72. That was really expressive. I think William Holfeld would be just thrilled to hear you play that. I think one of the greatest compliments we can get is the approval of the composer who wrote the music, and I think you would get a huge compliment from him for that performance. That was spectacular, folks. A completely different style to take on now, so I'm really excited to hear you play something that's totally different. Even the audience doesn't want to have your performance ruined. Ooh, nice handling of syncopation. Nice job, cello. Nice shading. It's a nice balanced mezzo piano. Great articulation. I wouldn't mind hearing just a little bit less upper strings and more cello and bass through that. Ooh, nice second. Good first. Yeah, I like what I saw as well as heard with the bow placement for the subito. Trying to find measure number. I think it was 28. Nice. I heard every voice. Measure 42. Good for you. Beautiful. Nice. I love how you let that just fade away. Mm-hmm. Beautiful handling of the triplet. Yeah, there's such a fine sonority at 62 between the first violin and the, violin one and cello. It's really nice. You might want to get a little bit closer to the tip or reevaluate the bowing just for the dynamic at measure 69. I mean, that sounds fantastic. I can't believe I'm saying that, but just a thought. All right. Good, nice cascading down between the upper and lower strings. Nice job with the chromaticism there. You lean into the F natural. Great job with the E to the F, bass and cello. Beautiful. Just gorgeous. Yeah. Bravo. Wonderful. Just wonderful. I find myself looking for things to find wrong. I'm even at measure 99. You play an E to an F natural, those two half notes in the cello and the bass. And I'm just looking at that as a musician for so many years. My eyes see that, and I think I'm going to hear it out of tune. The E natural to the F natural. And I heard it played beautifully in tune. And I'm just so used to not hearing that, that it's really such a treat and such a joy. I mean, you know, from an expressive standpoint, which I wish I was sitting here listening to this without having to make any commentary or make any critique, because I think I would have had an aesthetic experience just listening to play. But for a trained eye and trained ear, as I'm looking at the score and anticipating things that are going to be challenging, and having witnessed you perform them with the facility and a level of ease to which you've been trained to play it, if that makes sense, is really inspiring. So I guess I have to tell you, this was an inspiring performance for me tonight. You play beautifully, and you play with great ensemble clarity, great spirit, great pride, great heart. You're not being led by a few players. You've got incredible depth throughout the orchestra. It looks like everybody is contributing so well, and so everybody's holding themselves to a level of expectation that meets the demand of the entire orchestra. It's really inspiring, folks. You're a part of something that's really, really special. You might not know it now, but I got to tell you, embrace it, because it's something that is very unusual, very unique, very special, very heartfelt, very meaningful. And I hope you realize that. And thank your teacher every day, because he does incredible work with you. It's obvious to me. All right. Thank you so much for your performance tonight. I hope I get to hear you again in the near future.